Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's in Sacramento, trick-or-treating down there. Nah, she's down there with an event that she and her parents are going to. So good morning. Today, Halloween. That explains Liam's mask. A mask on?
I don't have a mask on.
Oh.
I have my cute Halloween jacket on, though.
You do have your cute Halloween jacket on. Hey, it's 7:05 in the morning. The news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And so what's the weather look like?
Already, so yeah, we're going to be sitting at a high of 75 today, a low tonight of 47. There is a chance of showers. Tomorrow, 57. We're going to see showers through Wednesday in the mid to high 50s, Tuesday and Wednesday, Thursday 60, and Friday 70. So,
okay. Well, so tonight, it'll get chilly for the little Halloweeners running around outside. Do you go to Halloween parties? Are you going to a Halloween party?
I don't. Not really, no.
Do you trick-or-treat?
No.
You could pass.
I'm just going to hang out.
You could pass.
I'm just going to hang out with my friends. I went to a show, though, Saturday night, which was fun.
And you used to trick-or-treat, and did your parents go around with you?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you tell them to hide so they couldn't see them, and then so they wouldn't know who you are?
No.
Oh, okay. I mean, if it's in the neighborhood and they see your parents, they go, oh, I know, that's little Liam.
No.
What'd you dress up as?
I was like, so we used to always just go to Goodwill and just, like, make our outfits because Goodwill has stuff.
Yeah.
So normally it would just be, like, we'd find a cool wig. And it would be whatever. Like, one year I was like I didn't know what to call myself, so I called myself like an 80s rock star, but I just had like a mullet wig and like some sparkly jacket on. Something
that's
like
cool.
That. Yeah.
That's cool.
I don't know. That's
okay.
Fun.
Hey, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a locally owned company out of Anderson. The Kenny family have been providing propane and other services to their customers for well over two decades. And since all the propane comes out of one tank, then it becomes customer service. And they just knock it out of the park when it comes to customer service. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with KIXE.
Hello, good morning.
With Erica. Good morning, Erica.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
How are you?
It's early.
How do you like getting up when it's dark?
I'm not used to this.
You have to be at work well before dark.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, before light, I should say.
Yeah.
So, next Sunday is end of daylight savings time.
It is.
Yep.
That's right.
So, move your clocks.
We fall back.
Fall back.
We get that extra hour of sleep.
Sure we do. Sure, they say that.
Yeah. It's hard to adjust after that.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. But anyway, you're here from KIXE.
I am here from KIXE.
The big enchilada is starting here pretty soon.
It is. We have our big holiday auction. It's actually started already. Our bidding website, all of the bidding is done online, which we kind of started that a couple years ago when COVID happened. We couldn't have everyone in the studio and do our big holiday auction like we used to. So we went to online and it actually worked out really well. So we've continued to do it that way. So bidding has started on October 1st and you can do all the bidding on www.kixe.org/auction. And this is our biggest auction. I've been there for 7 years and I know people that have been there longer than me says that they have not seen an auction this big. We have over $160,000 worth of inventory. Over 1,000 items to bid on. So it's a big one.
Okay, I'm on your website here. So where do I look? Oh, here it is. It just says bid now.
Yeah.
And then I guess I just click on it.
You click on it and it'll take you to another page where you can start browsing all the items.
It does. Okay, I can view items. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, over 1,000 items. So It'll take a little bit to scroll down and view all of them, but it's so worth it. We have something for everyone. You can do all of your Christmas shopping right on our website.
You got saddles on there.
We do have a saddle. It has no bids yet, but it has lots of watchers, so I know people are kind of just waiting.
So, this is a $6,000 saddle.
It is.
And for $1,201, you can buy it.
The value on it is $2,500.
Oh.
Yeah, so the starting bid would be $1,250.
Oh. Well, it says $6,200.
That's how much it was when they were, how much it's worth. But we started the value, yeah.
Okay. Oh, so, so it says 1201. Is that where it starts? Is that what you're saying?
It's going to start at $1,250. That's the starting bid on it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So that starts off your thing, off your list. But there's a whole bunch of stuff.
There's so many things. There is jewelry. There is clothes, furniture. We have amazing trips. We have so many things. A little bit of something for everyone. We have a lot of trips, which is really nice. Jewelry, which, you know, the ladies love the jewelry. So, you know, fellas, if you got to do some Christmas shopping, this is the perfect opportunity, perfect place. We also have pizza for life, which I don't know how many people can say that they can have pizza for life, but the good folks at Good Times Pizza donated pizza for life, which is amazing.
Pizza for life.
Yes, you get one
you've
large...
You've got chairs. You've got everything in here.
We do.
Okay.
Yeah, our auction team did amazing this year. We have a brand new auction team, Brett and Jackie, and they knocked it out of the park. They got tons of stuff.
All right. So then you go there, you can observe everything, but you can bid right then, too.
You can bid right on the website. All of the bidding is done on the website, which is really nice. And you have all the way until November 12th, which is coming up. We have about 2 weeks. It'll be a Saturday. We are going to do a live finale show that night from 7 to 10, and then all of the bidding will stop at 10:30 that evening.
And just to let you know, Linda and I will be there for part of that.
Yes, so we're very excited.
Do we have to dress up in costumes, or we're there just selling stuff?
Yeah, you're going to be there just helping to sell the items, and yeah, you can just wear whatever.
Do you have things like buy now?
Not at this portion.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just the bidding.
Yeah, you know, some places have buy this now for this much money, and you go boom.
Yeah.
But you know what? That works one of two ways. It works in the sense of, okay, we just sold it.
Mm-hmm.
But it also, if it's one of those cool items that you may have sold it for much less than you're going to get.
Exactly, yeah. So we're hoping we don't have to do anything like that. But we still have, you know, a little less than half of our items that don't have any bids yet. And I know lots of people are watching, but get those bids in.
Yeah. Okay, cool. We did this the other night at at the Empire Recovery Center. Everything was online, and you had your phone. And I bid, and it had like a minute left, and I'm watching it, and I got it. And somehow, they must have been counting off the seconds, because they put their bid in it, and I didn't get anything. Right at the last second. And I tried to put mine in right after. It was too late. Close.
Oh,
close.
Man.
I think it was rigged. Okay, it wasn't. And that's for... Park Wine and Brew did that too,
where you do it
on an app. And the only thing is you have to, and it worked then, unfortunately. Linda and I go to these free things.
Mm-hmm.
Not free, you know, where there were emceeing or we're invited to go. And it's never free to me.
No.
We walk out with
tons of goodies.
One time we walked out with three different armloads of stuff years ago, filled up the whole back of the SUV of stuff.
That means you did good that night.
Well, somebody did good that night. Okay. I'm with Erica, and we're here from KIXE. We're talking about their big auction.
Yes.
It comes once a year.
It does.
And this is one of their major fundraisers.
It is our biggest fundraiser.
And we're going to talk about where that money goes when we come back. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. I don't know if you've been seeing, you know, if you watch TV. I don't watch TV that much, but when I do, I see people, famous people, talking about the Sleep Number, the Sleep Number bed. And, you know, frankly, and it's written form by professionals, and they get paid lots of money to do it. The reason we do it is we get a great night's sleep on Sleep Number. I mean, that's it. When they approached us, I said, well, we're going to need to try out the bed. I'm not going to just say this is the greatest bed in the world. So they provided a bed for us, as they have, and then they gave us another bed as the years went by. You know, as they went to a new bed, they said, we want you to try this one. Okay. So we tried that one, too. And we have had nothing but great sleep on Sleep Number. It's adjustable. Life is compromises, but you don't have to compromise on your bed, on your part of the mattress there. My Sleep Number setting, it was 50 last night, and Linda's Sleep Number setting is usually 30. I move my Sleep Number setting up to 70 or 80, depending on, you know, what we've done during the day and all this. You get a great night's sleep, and now they've got this new Sleep Number 360 smart bed technology, and it's called the Climate 360. And it warms your feet to help you fall asleep faster. It can keep you cooler at night, the Sleep Number 360 smart bed. And why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because to be your best every day, you need proven quality sleep every night. And sleepers who use their 360 smart bed technology enjoy 28 minutes of more restful sleep per night. And now, don't miss Sleep Number's special introductory offer on the new Climate 360 smart bed, only at Sleep Number stores over in the Target Shopping Center. Go down there, lay on a bed, lay on all the beds. Find the one that is right for you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com. We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Everyone should feel safe in Shasta County, period. This is Baron Browning. Being a father and a Marine, and the Mayor of Anderson has taught me that effective leadership comes from the willingness to put your own agenda aside and communicate with everyone. The people of Anderson did just that, and together we've made it one of the greatest and safest communities to live in. Let's make sure that all of our public safety personnel are not hamstrung with low funding and staffing by providing them the resources needed to keep our community safe. Vote Baron Browning for Shasta County Supervisor, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
Redding Electric Utility and City of Redding staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hello, this is Nadine Bailey, and one of my favorite quotes is policy, not politics. I've spent my life working on policy issues like forestry, water, and private property rights. That's why I support Kevin Cry. We need someone that understands that private property rights are not about who your friends are. I know this because I have friends on both sides of this issue. We need a strong leader who will stand up for property owners. Because next time it might not be a well-funded property owner that can afford to hire an attorney. Next time it might be your small business that government comes comes after. Please vote for Kevin Cry for supervisor.
I am Kevin Cry, and as your District 1 supervisor, I commit to being open and will always take responsibility for my decisions. When my opponent voted to take away the property rights of our local tribe, it threatens all property owners' rights. Shasta County deserves to have a leader that will put all people first. This November 8th, vote Kevin Cry. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Kevin Cry, Shasta County Supervisor, District 1.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again. I am running for District 5 Supervisor, and I'd be honored to earn your vote. District 5 includes Anderson, Cottonwood, Shingletown, and now Happy Valley. The one thing all these areas have in common is water issues, or better yet, a lack of water. The ACID canal is empty for the first time ever, and this has caused an environmental nightmare for the South County. Wells are going dry, ponds and creeks are drying up, fields and pastures have been destroyed. Happy Valley has been facing water shortages and severe cutbacks for a few years now. And in Shingletown, Grace and Nora Lakes have been drained, plus their water storage project has been held up over government red tape and regulations. Mark Twain once said, "Whiskey is for drinking and water is for fighting over." Shasta County needs a fighter who will fight for the people and stand between the citizens and government overreach and red tape regulations. Water is the lifeblood of the earth, and I will fight for that lifeblood for Shasta County. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I would be honored to earn your vote. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Gosh, I remember that. What year was that?
I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
I think that was in the 60s.
It had to be
the 60s.
Sounds very 60s.
Yeah, it has to be the 60s.
Yeah, I'll look it up.
Jeez. Good morning, everybody. It is Halloween. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the Watson Health Institute, fully accredited chest pain center, and so many other reasons why Shasta Regional Medical Center is just the hub of health right there. Healing starts there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. I'm with Erica from KIHC.
Hello.
Now, the biggest fundraiser ever is going now for KIHC. You just go to the website and you can peruse all the objects on there. Everything from saddles to 2-week camping trips for kids up in the mountains. And so, you know, how much is that worth to get your kids gone for 2 weeks?
Well, you can, you know, especially if you bid on it, you get such a good deal.
And then you write it off.
Exactly.
Then you write it off.
And you have such a peaceful
Where's day. The, so all these billions of dollars you're going to make.
Yeah, hopefully. Oh. That's the goal.
That's the goal. Where's it go to?
So, you know, we are a nonprofit, and we like to give back to our community a lot. So with the funds that we raise, well, we have to raise a certain amount for PBS. And then the funds that we raise, it also helps us do a lot of local content, which is wonderful, and a lot of outreach. You know, we just did our Mr. Rogers Day in the Anderson River Park. We do a lot of outreach. We go to different libraries. We just did a trip to Bernie and did a special story time with them. So it lets us, you know, do more things with our community. The local content is huge. We love doing our local shows. And, you know,
what are some of the local shows you have?
So we just did a special on Trinity Center, which was really nice. We interviewed the Scott family, and we did a whole screener on how Trinity Center was moved. And so now we want to go to all of our different 10 counties and do special stories, one in each county, which will be really nice. you know, we used to do the B. We would love to bring something like that back. Plus, it helps pay for all of our educational programming that we do. So, you know, from the start in the morning till mid-afternoon, we have our educational children's programming. It helps pay for that, which is, you know, really nice for all of our families that, you know, can't afford, you know, normal cable or whatnot. You know, our channel is free, and it makes it to where it helps the parents in the mornings. They can feel free to put their kid in front of the television, and the kids are going to learn something, which is nice because all of our kids' programming is educational-based. So they're going to learn something no matter what they're watching. So it's not cartoons per se, but it's, you know, that educational aspect of it to where...
Well, it's a big red dog.
Clifford, yes.
Is that educational?
It is. Clifford always teaches you something, as well as Daniel Tiger, all of them. So it helps us afford to be able to do that.
Do we have to worry about being your kids being educated in anything that is contentious now? You know, transgenderism, Second Amendment, any of these things? Come on.
They usually steer away from things that are going to bring over some controversy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I should say controversial subjects. That this is just like, hey, being nice to each other.
Exactly.
That's,
you know,
nice.
Kind
that
of like good. When we did our Mr. Rogers Day of Kindness.
Yeah. That's the thing I like about KXC. I mean, you can see, if you want to watch, and Liam, you should do this. This gives you some ideas about your band. If you want to watch Lawrence Welk, this is the only place I know of that you're going to see Lawrence Welk is on KIXC.
100%.
But I tell you what, back in the 50s and 60s, he was huge. Every week, so many people.
He's still huge. I mean, we get people if he's on the schedule and we have to switch it for whatever reason, we will get a little upset phone calls. Because people love their Lawrence Welk still. People love their Austin City Limits. They love the Ken Burns. They love it.
Well, yeah. But that's part of their lives.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it reminds people of maybe a kinder, gentler time. Who knows?
Exactly.
Okay. So now, some of it goes to PBS.
The
big PBS in the sky. But then they send money back.
They
right?
do.
So, I mean, it's like you send them something and then they...
And they grace us with something too, which
okay.
is nice.
Is it based on how much you give them?
I believe so.
Okay. So there's a percentage there. If you give them $100,000, they send back more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know the exact numbers.
Neither
but,
do I.
Yeah. But it sounds good.
Okay. So, but the majority of the money stays right here for
yes.
our local programming.
Yes. And it helps pay for the program.
Are you always looking for local programming? People to bring in ideas?
Oh, yeah.
Or now, do you all film it? Or is it better if they bring in their own project?
Both work.
Okay.
Yeah. But we have a full HD studio, so we can really do whatever we would want.
Yes, and we years ago were trying to put together a show kind of like it was Linda's, you know, like After Hours, kind of like that Playboy After Dark thing, in the sense of it would have been bands and groups of people and entertainers coming through and listening to them play and then interviewing them. I'm not sure if that was in the old days of KXC, and things have changed a lot since then. So, I know that she was going to talk to Dave about that. And we still are. So, everybody, this is a great chance to support our local public broadcast station.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not that crazy about the radio side of it, but for KIXC, they have so many good programming things. I've copied things off there that you've run or recorded things and kept them for years. Adele, other things, you know, Adele with Tony Martin, or who was it? Lady Gaga. With Tony Martin. Well, I didn't do it, but Linda did, and she loves listening to that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's so many things that come across there, and it's so easy to support them just by going online this year or tuning in.
Yeah.
What days are they tuning in?
So this year we pre-recorded two preview shows, and the two shows, they are airing sporadically throughout the month.
Okay.
So it's not like previously where you had to tune in on certain nights. We left it up this year to where we can kind of give a little love to different days that we haven't aired this show before. So now we have two preview shows that are about an hour long each, and they're just plugged in randomly throughout the rest of the month leading up to our live finale show, which will be that Saturday, November 12th from 7 to 10 p.m.
Okay.
And all of the bidding will stop that night at 10:30. So it's the last time to get your bids in is that night by 10:30. Everything will stop.
Yeah, Linda and I are going to be there. Y'all serve dinner mm-hmm. beforehand.
Yep, we'll do dinner.
And then we'll be on the air several times.
A couple times,
A couple times. They'll see us once, and they usually just ask us to leave.
Not this year.
Don't put us on with Jack Potter.
Okay.
Jack breaks me up. And I think I'm a bad influence on Jack Potter when he's on TV.
Well, we can't have that.
Whoa, he is so funny. I mean, he was... And I'm going to go into it. Several years ago, I think the statute of limitations are still good. Anyway, okay, Erica, final thoughts.
Final thoughts? Go to www.kixe.org/auction and do your Christmas shopping. Start your bidding.
There's all types of great things on there, my friends. We brought home chimes one year because we wanted it, but we were on the air and we couldn't bid on it. Can you believe that? I couldn't run outside and bid on it. But one of our friends, yeah. They bid on
it.
Won't have that issue this year. Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you guys so much.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know what? Everything is going crazy right now. Inflation. How long is inflation going to last? I saw through 2023 into 2024. I heard that. I read that from some financial, wizard guy. So do you need somebody to take a second look at your retirement plan or your 401k? Call Judy Maxwell's office at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. Yeah. Free review and evaluation. It's also time to re-sign up for Medicare and other things. There's certain programs with the name Medicare you should never touch. Do you know which ones those are? Give Judy a call, 530-221-0441. And she's going to steer you in the right direction. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
When Black Bear Diner first opened, they filled the largest platters they could find. Not much has changed. Their legacy of huge portions continues today, and they've just introduced new diner deals. 6 new dinner combos and new home-style side choices. Baby back ribs and tri-tip, chicken strips and tri-tip, chicken Alfredo, chicken and pesto, ribs and shrimp, and cod and shrimp. There is always plenty for your paws at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Hey Shasta County, it's been another hot, dry summer once again here in the North State. Not only has it been hot, but the lack of water in our lakes and canals have left our county especially dry. I pray for no fires, and I thank our firefighters for their hard work. I am Chris Kellstrom, and I hope to earn your vote this November. One of the many things I plan on doing in Shasta County is making our forests cleaner and safer from wildfires. I want to write an ordinance to make the state and feds manage our forests better than they have been doing. I want to reduce the fuel loads on our state and federal forest lands. I have already consulted several experts on this subject and would like to reduce the risk of wildfire in the future. I don't want to burden the private landowners with an ordinance, but I would like to strongly encourage them to reduce their fuel loads also. I would like to save the available grant monies to help out the private landowners, but make our state and federal agencies reduce the fire risk rather than beg for compensation after a disaster. I am Chris Kellstrom, and I hope to earn your vote. Let's work to save our beautiful North State Forest and protect our citizens' property and lives. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Hi, I'm Shasta County Sheriff Michael Johnson. I'm coming to you today as a concerned citizen for our county. What we need in our county is experienced people who have the best interest of all the citizens of this county, who will represent us in a fair and equal way and know the business that's the most important to move this county forward. Will you join me this November 8th in voting for Aaron Reznor for District 1 Shasta County Supervisor?
Paid for by the committee to elect Aaron Reznor, Shasta County Supervisor, District 1.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
I'm Max Steiner, and I approve this ad, paid for by Max Steiner for Congress.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock, community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is in Sacramento with her parents. All the family is getting together tonight. All the little kids, all the grandchildren and great-grandchildren are getting together in one spot, and they're having their Halloween party, and Linda's going to it with her parents. That's what she'll be doing tonight. Meanwhile, my lights are off. All the lights are off. I've got these solar lights that just come on automatically. But I can turn them off. So I'm turning them off. I mean, it's not that I don't like kids, but I just don't want to have to keep getting up, going to the door, and giving kids chocolate. It just doesn't seem good for them. So it doesn't stop the kids from across the street knocking on the door. I mean, we know, hi, Carl. You want candy, right? So I just give them dollar bills. I don't have any candy. I have frozen candy. Maybe I'll just give them frozen candy. Here, eat it all. Anyway. Okay, we're back. I am here with two of my heroes, and I mean that. You are hometown heroes because this is the Lions Club of Shasta. Well, is it Enterprise or is it Enterprise Lions Club? Or tell me. Lay it on me.
We're
Roger.
With the Enterprise Club, but we're all getting together to help out Shasta Lake Lions Club, who always is looking for good members for our Veterans Day Parade. And that is coming up here on Saturday at 10 o'clock on Shasta Dam Boulevard in Shasta Lake. And it is our 29th there in a row. So we hope you come out. It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of entries. We have up to 80 applicants already, and we get a lot more this next week.
Oh, yeah, people, you know, this is a last minute region up here. Mm-hmm. You know, you have so many tickets sold, and you think, oh, and then in the last week, you get another 100 or so. Yeah. Yeah. In case you've never been somehow to the City of Shasta Lake Veterans Day Parade, this is a wonderful parade. There's plenty of room along the viewing area. You're not crowded in there. People bring their chairs. They sit down. Here's the best thing. If you get there early, between 6 a.m. and 10 a.m., you can get a pancake breakfast at the Shasta Lake Firefighters Association at a very reasonable price. I don't even know how much it is anymore. But it's very reasonable. You get pancakes and sausage and...
It's almost the price of a gallon of gas.
Yeah, something like that. And then afterwards, you're invited to the American Legion Post 720 for a luncheon. Immediately following the parade. Parade starts at 10 o'clock.
Be there early. Get a good seat.
Get there at 8:30. Have yourself breakfast. Go on, get yourself a good seat. Get near the announcer stand so you can hear real well. But you've got announcers all along the...
Yeah, but we have our favorite one. That would be you, okay?
Me and Linda.
Okay. And the theme this year is honoring men and women who serve past, present, and future.
Oh, good.
So it's a great theme. Our Grand Marshal this year is a woman, U.S. veteran, Army veteran, Celestina Trevor. And I think that's the first woman we've had as a...
Well, I tell you what, it's a good person because she headed up, she's been involved with the Shasta County Veterans Service Office for years and headed it up for several years and did just a wonderful job. And I can't say enough about her and her efforts to assist our veterans, and that's a great choice for Grand Marshal. So, hooray for you guys.
Okay.
George, and tell me about what you do in it.
Well, I get to help carry the flag. You know, you see the giant flag out on Pacelli Lane, and that is the Enterprise flag. And we start off the parade carrying that big old thing.
Right in front of us. That's right.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting to do, you know, to honor. Obviously, you know, as veterans, it's an honorable thing for us to do all the time, and I love honoring the flag.
Well, tell me about yourself. You're a veteran.
I'm a veteran.
Afghanistan.
Yep.
So tell me about your service.
Well, I served 16 years, both in the Navy and in the Army.
Uh-huh.
I started off with the Seabees back in 2000, so that was pretty exciting for about 4 years.
Okay.
Then I decided
to... Did you make it to Desert Shield, Desert Storm? Or that was probably, you were probably coming in right at, it was probably too late for that.
Yeah, it was way too late for that.
Yeah.
I came in when it was peacetime, right before 9/11.
Okay.
And after 9/11, I was ready to go, but I was an equipment operator with the Seabees out of Sacramento. And a few years later, I wanted to get in the action a little bit more, so I joined the Army Guard and became a military police officer.
Okay. So that was your Afghanistan tour, huh?
Yes. Quite a few years later, I went in 10 and 11 over to Bagram.
Oh, okay.
I worked at the detention
facility. That wasn't
facility.
That long ago. 10 and 11. That was 10 years ago, I guess.
Yeah, now, about.
Jeez, where'd that time go?
Right. It goes quick.
Yeah, it was a decade ago. Bagram, how'd you like that?
Well, I enjoyed it. It was really interesting. I got to work with detainees and their families.
Mm-hmm.
We Our motto was honoring hearts and minds or changing hearts and minds. So our unit, our Rocky Mountain District, Rocky Mountain District, getting something mixed up here, Rocky Mountain Task Force mm-hmm. was tasked with controlling the whole detention facility in Parwan.
Okay.
And we took a little bit from the United States, being we were more correctional officers than MPs.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a hold of a 60-passenger bus, and I was the only one qualified to drive that thing. So we'd go out to the wire, and we'd pick up the family members of the detainees and bring them in. so they can have a little one-on-one time once a week with their detainees. Try to win those hearts and minds, you know.
Yeah, that worked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it worked.
It worked in some areas. It probably did work in some areas. But, you know, the only way you're going to change Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, in my opinion, my humble opinion, is you pick up two generations of their males and you put them someplace so those kids can be brought up in an atmosphere of maybe more fairness and tolerance and things like that. Otherwise, that's never going to change.
I totally agree. We were meeting young people.
Yeah.
Young people. I can't say they're young people. To us, they would be young people. And it was really odd to see a 14-year-old Taliban leader.
Yeah. 14 years old.
14 years old already killing and hurting people.
Oh, and he probably started earlier than that. He was a leader at 14, but he probably started earlier.
And angry little guys, you know.
Angry.
And they would, they were lied to. They were told that we were there to do all kinds of sort, you know. They thought that we were the Russians in some respects.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for your service, George.
Well, thank you, and thank you for yours.
Well, hey. We're going to take a break, 7:45 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Now, if you're looking for the ultimate Halloween treat, stop on by Four Winds Jewelry. Pick up a little bauble for your loved one there, and then when you're trick-or-treating, drop it into her bag, and then when she gets home and comes back and she opens up her bag, I got a piece of jewelry. And Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, we really like it there. Great selection of jewelry, very fair prices, super people. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
Psycho killer.
A new voice for Anderson City Council. Amarjeet Singh will listen to you at town hall meetings. He supports Anderson Police Department and the Anderson Teen Center. Amarjeet Singh, Anderson City Council. This ad take over by Singh for Anderson City Council.
My name is Brenda Lunty. My husband and I have owned San Francisco Deli for 30 years and been a resident of Shasta County for 40 years. I first met Kevin as a customer in our deli. When he decided to run for supervisor of District 1, where I live, I was happy to offer my support. At a recent reception, a woman mentioned she had difficulty contacting local officials, trying to get answers. No one would return her calls. Kevin immediately offered her and everyone else his phone number. He was willing to talk to groups, small or large, one-on-one, to anyone who had questions about who Kevin Cry was or anything else they might have concerns about. I believe he is someone who will be accessible to those who put him in office, not just the elite. Every Shasta County voter deserves to have access to our officials to get answers to their questions and concerns. I'm confident Kevin is that guy. I am endorsing Kevin Cry for District 1. Thank you, Brenda Lunty.
This ad paid for by the committee to elect Kevin Cry, Supervisor District 1.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Three city council candidates who all received financial contributions and endorsements from Councilmember Julie Winter, Bethel Church elder, have publicly supported sale of the convention center and rodeo grounds. Under state law, it is illegal to sell or lease this public riverfront property without including a deed restriction requiring low-income housing. I do not support any type of housing at this location. If you want to keep these public lands for public use, then I encourage you to re-elect me as your council member.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect Michael DeQuisto to Reading City Council 2022.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again, your candidate for District 5 Supervisor. On the campaign trail, a lot of the complaints I hear seem to surround some of our county code enforcement and health department. I believe we have some great people working for our county enforcing our codes and rules, but I would like to see some of those departments to redirect their focus a bit. When we have transient camps full of filth, waste, and drug paraphernalia, I would encourage our health department to concentrate on those areas rather than the small business owners or volunteers who are already doing their best to comply with our codes and ordinances. When there are large-scale marijuana grows being conducted in our county by non-county residents and even some out-of-country growers, we need code enforcement to concentrate on the pesticides and fertilizers that are contaminating our environment rather than the unpermitted carport or the above-ground pool that isn't up to code. Shasta County is a great place to live, raise a family, and retire to, but we do have some problems. I would like to use some of our great people and county assets to help solve those problems and lessen the burden on our law-abiding citizens. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I would be honored to earn your vote. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
A new voice for Anderson City Council. Amarjeet Singh will listen to you at town hall meetings. He supports Anderson Police Department and the Anderson Team Center. Amarjeet Singh, Anderson City Council. This ad paperwork by Singh for Anderson City Council.
Welcome back to P5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. It's 7:51 in the morning. It's like 49 degrees here on Halloween. And I hope you're having a great day. Tonight, little kids are going to be out there, little gremlins and goblins, so be careful when you're driving around. And I'm going to give a shout-out to the Monolith Haunted House. I don't know if they call it that, but it's, you know, where the monolith is down by Turtle Bay. I've heard from various people, several people, that this is the place to go to. And make sure you go to the bathroom. The kids go to the bathroom before they go in there because it could be very scary in there. It's put on by the, one of the Rotary Clubs. I heard it was great. The guy behind it is Dr. Randy Tate, who's a great guy. So, if you, you know, as soon as it gets dark, take the kids down there. Okay, I'm here with Roger Plato. And, George, I didn't get your last name, George.
Traver.
Traver. Oh, of course. George Traver. I know George. I didn't recognize you with your hat and shirt on and all that. I've seen you in others. Celestina's other half.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you already heard how much I like her.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. We're talking about the 29th Annual Shasta Lake City Lions Veterans Day Parade. It's going to be this Saturday. It's going to start at 10 a.m., but you want to get there early so you can stop by the firehouse there and get yourself a pancake breakfast, coffee, orange juice, what was in the past, so I assume it's the same, pancake, sausage, it's great, and you can get yourself ready for the rest of the day, and then watch a super parade. Now, entries are ranging from?
Entries are still being taken.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And,
what kind of entries do we have?
Yeah, we have about 80 entries already.
Okay.
And it's going to be a great parade. It is led by the Enterprise Lions. Big flag, that flag is on Highway 5.
Yeah.
It's a 30 by 60
yep.
foot 5, so we're looking at 1,800 square foot, which is the size of a nice home. Okay.
So. Okay. Now, but what other entries can we see?
Oh, there's going to be a lot of cars. One of the things is the Boy Scouts, Troop 122, and all the Northern Rivers District Scouts are going to be helping carrying that flag.
Okay.
And they're also, for the first time, going to be in the parade itself.
Okay.
And they'll be giving out flags. We have over almost 1,000 flags we'll be handing out. So Troop 122 meets at Rother School at 6:30 on Tuesday. You're welcome to come down and see what we do. Girl Scouts are going to be there, too. It's just going to be an amazing parade.
Buckeye Cuties? The Buckeye Cuties going to be there?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you've never seen the Buckeye Cuties, they range from age of like 3 to, I don't know, 12 or 13. And acrobats and baton twirlers. And it's the cutest thing. You see a 3-year-old. Because it goes from tallest to the shortest. That 3-year-old at the end, about halfway through, goes, I've had enough. This is it. I've had enough. Baton's dropped. Mommy. Sometimes. It's cute, though. And then you've got military vehicles?
Yes, there's military vehicles, new and old. And we have a special helicopter that's coming to do a flyover.
Whoa.
And that's Air Shasta. And he'll be having a flag in the air, 30 by 50.
Wow.
Which will be the first time that we'll be do a flyover with a big flag like that.
That's so going to be great.
That's Air Shasta, Dave Emerson. We want to thank him for doing such a... Dave Emerson.
Dave Emerson, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For people, it's on the main drag there in Shasta Lake City, or City of Shasta Lake. So there's plenty of parking in the off-roads there. And like I said, bring your chairs, put your chairs down, and just stand by to enjoy an hour. It's about an hour long, maybe. But it's a great parade. Kids love it. And it's ended by the Asphalt Cowboy still rolling through.
Yes, it is.
I can tell when it's getting near the end of the parade, I hear shotguns going off and pistols. And so if you bring your dog, if you bring your dogs or small children, just be aware there's going to be some loud noises at the end. I try to warn people about that. And the rodeo parade, this lady brought her dog. Was next, we were announcing, and I said, "You know, it's going to get loud here at the end." Oh, he'll be fine. He wasn't fine. He was not fine. He was. This was not where he wanted to be. So, okay. Last thoughts on this?
Just would love to have everybody there. Support our veterans. It's all about our veterans, because without them, we wouldn't be free. So,
well,
please come,
George.
By.
What about you, buddy?
Yep. He said it all.
Hey, if you still, you know what, there's still time to enter. So the you just have to go to send an email to ShastaLakesLion1@gmail.com, or just give them a call at 530-275-8007. And the deadline for entry is today, but I'm sure you'll probably take a few more. Yeah, as long as, you know, you can fit them in there. And all it is the name of the organization, the type of entry it is, and a script. The script's real important, because I stand up there, and if I don't know anything about them, I just make it up as they go by. So this is, you know, a good thing to do for if you've got a kid unit, if you've got a horse unit. I love watching the horses in these. And then the military vehicles, or if you just want to be in the parade, this would be a great time to do it.
We even have classic cars there. So,
oh my gosh, you got lots of you got
and
car
motorcycles,
clubs, motorcycles. The oh yeah, I almost got into. I thought I was going to get attacked because the two different motorcycle groups. One was the hog owners, and one was another group, and I mixed them up. I said, you know, because that's what the script said. They got out of line. Oh, no, we're not. We're hog owners. Oh, okay, sorry, guys. you get what you pay for. But this is a great parade. This is Americana. This is Shasta County. If you've never done it before, please. Take the time, take the kids, take yourself down there. And if you've done it before, go on back. Every year it's different.
Yes, it is. And
yeah.
I want to thank you for being our master of ceremonies.
Well, we're honored to do that. And Linda and I have enjoyed that for many years, rain or shine out there. But we really appreciate you all for putting it on. Like I said, you know, this is Shasta County. We're proud of our veterans.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay, when we come back, we're going to have open line, I think. You never can tell the way I schedule people sometimes. But it looks like we're going to have open line at 8 o'clock, and there's a lot of things to discuss. And if you've got some things stuck in your craw, now's the time to give us a call. We'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Supreme Court is hearing arguments focusing on race-based admission policies employed by many colleges and universities. It's the second time in 6 years the High Court has taken up the issue of affirmative action. The court hearing two cases, one involving the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, the other Harvard. Looks like a leftist will be taking over the presidency of Brazil again. Former President Lula da Silva managing a razor-close victory over Jair Bolsonaro in Brazil's presidential election. Correspondent Camila Costa with BBC Brazil.
It is indeed a historic moment for Brazil, and it happens just 3 days after the anniversary of 20 years of Lula's first election, when he was the first left-wing president to be elected in Brazil. So it's quite a momentous time for him, for the left in Brazil, and for the country at large, especially obviously for all the people who wanted Bolsonaro out.
Bolsonaro has yet to concede defeat. A political action committee throwing additional support behind Republican Senate challenger Blake Masters with a hefty new ad buy targeting Democrat incumbent Mark Kelly.
Saving Arizona PAC filed that it spent more than $3.7 million on an ad campaign targeting Kelly, bringing its total spending in the race to about $10.7 million. Of the new ad buy, about $3.7 million is for ads opposing Kelly, and about $35,000 are going towards ads supporting Masters in the final stretch leading up to the November 8th general election. The Super PAC was originally funded in part by billionaire Peter Thiel, who put in a record $15 million to help his protege, Masters, win the GOP Senate nomination in the August primary. Bernie Bennett reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow down 149 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
Poland has chosen the U.S. government and Westinghouse to build the Central European country's first nuclear power plant.
In a move to gain greater energy independence, Poland chose to partner with the United States after considering offers from France and South Korea. Poland is planning to spend $40 billion to build two nuclear power plants with three reactors each. The deal with the U.S. and Westinghouse is for the first three reactors. The Energy Department said the project would create or sustain more than 100,000 jobs for American workers. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A massive barrage of Russian airstrikes this morning hitting critical infrastructure in Kiev, Kharkiv, and other cities in Ukraine, in apparent retaliation for what Moscow alleged was a Ukrainian attack on its Black Sea fleet over the weekend. Loud explosions were heard across the Ukrainian capital in the early morning hours. News and analysis, townhall.com. Apple sales and its profits rose in the latest quarter.
And while that depressed the fortunes of other major tech companies, it doesn't necessarily mean the iPhone giant will be immune to a potential recession. Even though Apple fared well, the July-September results signaled the world's most valuable company is facing some of the same economic headwinds that hammered the profits of Microsoft and corporate parents of both Google and Facebook. Both Apple's revenue and earnings topped analyst estimates, but its iPhone sales missed projections in a potentially troubling sign. Jason Walker reporting.
Seoul, and for that matter all of South Korea, mourning the deaths of more than 150 people. They died in a crush of partygoers over the weekend in Seoul. Nearly 150 other people were injured. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Today, Halloween, the 31st of October, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Yeah, it's Halloween, the 31st of October. Linda's in Sacramento with her parents and a big family Halloween thing going on tonight that I've managed to escape. Good morning, Liam.
Good morning.
What national day is it today besides Halloween?
They're all Halloween themed. National Magic Day. National Knock Knock Joke Day, Doorbell Day, Caramel Apple Day, Girl Scout Founders Day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Knock Knock. Do you know any Knock Knock jokes?
Not really.
Yeah. Well, it was before your time.
It was.
Okay. So, what's the weather look like?
So, yeah, we are going to see a high of 75 today. Below 47 tonight. There's a 30% chance of showers. Tomorrow and Wednesday, we're going to be in the mid to high 50s with a chance of showers tonight through Wednesday. Wednesday night, we're going to have a low of 36, Thursday a high of 60, and Friday a high of 70. So some nice fall, autumn, almost winter weather.
Almost winter weather.
I'm hoping for the rain.
Oh, yeah.
I love rain.
So I can be at, okay, on Saturday if it rains, it's got to be at 11:20. It can start at 11:20 and rain all day long after the parade because
that's true.
Yeah, the parade goes on rain or shine. That's no problem. But it's just nicer if it's after the parade.
No, it is.
Hey, the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane and the Kenny family. I've been doing this for several decades. Their customer service is just outstanding. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. And Chuck was on last week talking about the cost of propane and oil and gas. And it's not getting any better. You know, the prices could come down some. But unless they let them drill and find that oil, we're sitting on 600 years of oil reserves. And are we going to be transitioning? Okay, we're going to be transitioning. However, let's not destroy the economy and our income by, let's just do it now. And we ought to be thinking about it. And accept the truth that building an electric car takes thousands of gallons of carbon-based fuel because you're moving 500 tons of earth. You've got you're finding these minerals and these material in other countries where kids, where there's still slave labor, or people are being paid $1 a day to gather this stuff to make batteries, and then you've got to charge the batteries. Because that's all an electric car is, a battery of wheels. I mean, you can make it real nice and on the inside, which they do. You can charge exorbitant prices for them, which they do. Let's just, you know, the inconvenient truth of electric cars are they, you know, how much of it is, what does it do to the environment by getting all the materials, and how much do you save? You know, the one thing I can't figure out, Liam, you're younger than I am, and you hang around with younger people, probably, maybe not. We talk about how, we have to stop climate warming. Mm-hmm. It's no longer even warming, it's change, you know, because it used to be the climate was, we were all going to be frozen by this day, and now we were all going to be burnt by this date, and the water was going to be up to our knees by this date, and so now it's just climate change.
Mm-hmm.
So us in the United States taking the lead in the world, I'm not sure what good it does to rush into this when you have China, India, and other countries bringing coal-fired plants up online mm-hmm. one a week.
Yeah.
Doesn't it have to be everybody?
It does.
I mean,
if climate change is real, like, the reality is, like, it won't affect you, and it will barely affect me, but my grandkids
are grandkids.
Screwed. Yeah. You know, and I don't even know what to think anymore because everything's so politicized.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm just kind of like, I mean, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
I mean, we hear about, these are melting, these ice caps are melting. And then you hear down on the other end that, oh, no, they're getting bigger.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting wider, they're getting thicker. Both sides will stoop to anything to try and get you to accept theirs. But here's the bottom line is this. One fire that we have puts in as much pollution into the air
mm-hmm.
as, I think they said, a year or 2 years of all the cars
mm-hmm.
in L.A. That's and crazy. San Diego and Southern California.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the things that seems like you could do that would help on so many different levels is manage the forest.
Yeah.
Clear out a lot of these smaller trees because we are having a water problem too. And guess what? They suck up thousands of gallons of water.
Yep.
So you get rid of a lot of the underbrush and trees and all of this. You open up the parks. You have less fires. You have less water that's going to be used. And a lot less fire damage in case there is fires. It just doesn't make sense to say, we're putting everything on these electric cars, and that's going to make the difference. It's not going to make the difference until you spend billions of dollars on infrastructure and everything else. When the governor tells you don't charge your cars during this time of the day because we don't have enough power.
Mm-hmm.
When they're trying to do away with the
nuclear,
which is clean energy, 24 hours a day, cheaper energy, instead of looking at it dispassionately, looking at it the way it can be used, and if you want to look at safety, look at the United States Navy and aircraft carriers and submarines who've been running on nukes for 60 years. No accidents, nobody hurt, and looking at reality instead of going, oh, my God, I just saw the China syndrome again. Nick.
Oh, hey, boy, you sure got me on quick. Hey, are the archives up and running, Carl?
I hope so. I haven't checked them this morning.
I wanted to encourage everybody to go to poke the hornet's nest yesterday. We dissected your debate between Aaron and Kevin, and it was really, really a good show. So I just wanted to encourage people to go to the archives and listen to that.
You dissected it, you and?
Doug Jenke.
Doug.
Yes, yes. And I just heard the advertisement of the sheriff, Mike Johnson, endorsing Aaron Reisner. And that sounds logical to me because there's never been a raise that she turned down, and he's always begging for money. So I just wanted to let you have those thoughts.
Thank you, Nick.
You're welcome.
Bye. Yeah, hey.
Yeah.
Quick. you know, I get him on right at the end because I figure, you know, worst case is like, hey, I got to take a break. I do this with people because sometimes people go on and it's not they don't have great things to say. It's just that they all have shows usually.
I mean, like, it's the same.
You got your own show, buddy.
It's the same thing for me. Like, if I'm going to go to my friend's house or, like, to a party or an event, I always bring my girlfriend because girlfriends are great excuses.
To leave.
To leave.
Oh, it's well, that's why Linda brings me. I'm always a great excuse to leave. You know, if something says it goes from 6 to 9 or 9:30,
yeah,
right? If it says that at 9:30, I'm standing up.
Oh, yeah.
Because it says 9:30. Because we've had you know, events at our house that said till 10. Mm-hmm. And there's people still there 11:30 or 12.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, I've literally gone around my house and turned off, you know. Linda has all these candles and all these lights that are sparking. I go around the house and start turning them off. I do. I turn them all off. People don't even take the hint. They're still going for it. So I say goodnight, and I just go to bed. Linda says, you went to bed. I went, yeah. You know, I can only be social for so long. Anyway, but the greatest guy on this is Mike Michalak. Yeah, Mike Michalak, when it's time to go, Mike stands up. He says, okay, I'll see you. And the first time he did it, I thought, whoa, that's kind of rude. And then after I got to know Mike, I do it. And, you know, I do it too. I try not to be, you know, rude, neither does Mike. But when he did it, so I know that I'm at his house, at Mike Michalak's house, and we're getting together, we have dinner and all this stuff. When I go, okay, it's time to go, and I stand up, and Linda and Bertha are still there, engrossed in conversation. Mike understands, and I head for the door.
Oh,
so, yeah. Anyway, okay, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Now, he's not abrupt with you. No. When you bring your car, RV, or truck, now I say RV because you got those huge windshields, right? Huge windshields. You get a chip in that. That could be a disaster if you're on a trip. So, going down to see Crackmaster Windshield Repair, he'll fix that chip. That chip or cracks up to 24 inches in length. He knows what he's doing. He's been doing it for a long time. He is a master windshield repair guy. It's a veteran-owned business. And if you want to have your windshield repaired by a master windshield repair specialist, you go to see Crackmaster Windshield Repair. For a free inspection and evaluation and an analysis, go on down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff Wurst a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Have him take a look at it. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
Beer's falling down at the party. Saddest little baby in the room. Beer's funny, beer's don't get me started. I contain a little gray hair for every scare you share.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here. You know, Albert Einstein said, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. We have been electing politicians to office over and over and keep expecting a different result. Career politicians get in office promising to make our lives and our communities better, yet once elected, things continue to decline. Crime, transient camps, wildfires, water shortages are all out of control, yet we put the same people in charge who promise to fix these things and then do nothing once elected. I am different. I am not a career politician, nor will I ever be one. I am a common sense Shasta County native who plans on making things better in the county I grew up in and in the county that I love. I will work hard for all the citizens of Shasta County, and since I plan on pushing for term limits, I will not waste any time. I think some of our problems grow because politicians who plan on spending decades in office don't get in a hurry to get things done. Let's stop the insanity. Vote Chris Kellstrom for District 5 Supervisor. I promise you that I will get things done. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
When Black Bear Diner first opened, they filled the largest platters they could find. Not much has changed. Their legacy of huge portions continues today, and they just introduced new diner deals. 6 new dinner combos and new home-style side choices. Baby back ribs and tri-tip, chicken strips and tri-tip, chicken Alfredo, chicken and pesto, ribs and shrimp, and cod and shrimp. There is always plenty for your paws at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Hello, this is Nadine Bailey, and one of my favorite quotes is policy, not politics. I've spent my life working on policy issues like forestry, water, and private property rights. That's why I support Kevin Cry. We need someone that understands that private property rights are not about who your friends are. I know this because I have friends on both sides of this issue. We need a strong leader who will stand up for property owners. Because next time it might not be a well-funded property owner that can afford to hire an attorney. Next time it might be your small business that government comes after. Please vote for Kevin Cry for supervisor.
I am Kevin Cry, and as your District 1 supervisor, I commit to being open and will always take responsibility for my decisions. When my opponent voted to take away the property rights of our local tribe, it threatens all property owners' rights. Shasta County deserves to have a leader that will put all people first. This November 8th, vote Kevin Cry. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Kevin Cry, Shasta County Supervisor, District 1.
Hi, I'm Jack Munz, candidate for Reading City Council. It's time we make Reading a stronger and safer city. Born and raised in Reading, I spent 21 years in law enforcement and city government. I have seen firsthand the effects of crime, homelessness on families, and city government. This experience uniquely qualifies me to help serve our city to become a place where we are not overrun by crime, homelessness, and poor economic conditions. I'm Jack Munz, a husband and a father of two teenagers. I desire to serve our city and community in order to create the environment we need to raise our families in peace and prosperity. In order for this to happen, it requires us to make tough but necessary decisions for the betterment of Reading. I'm Jack Munz, and now is the time to take action to see Reading be a model of practical and effective change to those around us. Join me and vote on November 8th, and let us take the next step towards a stronger and safer city. Again, I'm Jack Munz, and would love your vote for Reading City Council.
I'm Jack Munz, and this ad was paid for by Jack Munz for Reading City Council.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio. It's Halloween, and you can tell by Ghostbusters in our bump music. Hey, today is October 31st, and I just want to keep telling people, be aware. There's going to be little goblins and ghosts, and who knows what they're dressing as this year out there around, and parents are going to be watching them, but, you know, sometimes they dart away. So be very careful tonight if you're driving around when it's dark, especially early on. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It truly is a community bank. It's locally owned, local board of directors. There's 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in town, 1 at 1845 California Street, right down the street from us, and the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Cornerstone Shopping Center. Also, the newest branch in Anderson on Ventura Street. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened 15 years ago. Okay, Richard, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Do me a favor, would you, next time you have the sheriff on? Because he's refusing to answer my certified letters and emails. Can you ask him why he's not processing my felony complaint against former Sheriff Fasenko? Because Johnson ran on accountability, and he's not doing that. And then my second comment is that...
Well, wait a minute. Wait, I'm going to give you more time than you think. So what was first thing? What was the felony accusations against Fasenko?
Ooh, that'll take a half hour.
Okay. So, then never mind.
He committed a crime by filing a false document, which is a felony in California.
Okay.
But if you could ask Mr. Johnson a year after my complaint, why Mr. Johnson is refusing to answer me and even process my felony complaint against Fasenko, I'd appreciate that, Carl.
Okay.
And if Aaron Reznor is accepting Johnson's endorsement, I don't know if that was a good idea, but I appreciate your time, Carl. Thank you.
What was the second thing? Didn't you say two things? I missed it.
He's gone.
It must be the second thing was Reznor accepting Johnson.
Maybe.
I don't know. You know, politicians, and you know what? The sheriff is a sheriff, but he's still a politician. He's got to be. It's an elected office.
Yep.
And so that is interesting. Okay. Speaking of elections, a couple of things. We've got Measure A coming in here. And Measure A says, essentially, do we need to have an elected city clerk? Let me find it for sure. Okay, Measure A. Should the city clerk and treasurer switch from an elected position to an appointed position? A lot of people right away say, no, you're putting more power in the hands of the city council and, in this case, the city manager. He's the one that hires them then. The arguments on this is that anybody can run for city clerk or city treasurer. Anybody. I can run for it. And because maybe I have name recognition and I have free beer 100 yards from the polling places and all this, I win. I don't know anything about being a treasurer. I have two groups of people to take care of our books because, one, I don't care.
Yeah.
And one, I don't care. It's just I don't care to be involved with it. You know, using QuickBooks, I can do it. I mean, I could do this if I had to. Not the heavy stuff. That's the Goins
who
do that. The Goins CPA. Great people, by the way. And what they're saying, the argument on this is, the reason behind is to make sure qualified people fill those municipal posts and someone who doesn't know what they're doing isn't elected to office. Now, that's the wrong type of reasoning.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have people elected all the time that have no concept. None. Nada. Name a concept of the Constitution.
Yeah.
unfunded liabilities, how the police is supposed to work. We elect them all the time. And they sit there and they stumble through the first 2 years trying to figure out, I can't read all this stuff, and they end up rubber stamping stuff.
Yep.
All right, that is the wrong argument. It doesn't know what they're doing is elected to office. My God, this country was founded on electing people who didn't know what they were doing. And in many times, that's the way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they come in with a fresh set of ideas. Okay. Anyway, she said that this is Kristen Schrader. She wrote in the County Voter Information Guide, which I read this morning. I was having breakfast, which is why I was late. That has gotten increasingly more complex and technical. And this change will ensure the city of Redding is able to select the most qualified city clerk and city treasurer. So she said that's in the best interest of the city and its residents. Nobody wrote anything against it. However, Gary Cadd says it urges a no vote to assure the officers are independent and accountable. And we elect the clerk and the treasurer, and they belong at the will of the people, not be appointed at a whim of whoever the city manager wants. The people of City Redding have never elected someone who shouldn't have been in there. I will, Gary, Maybe he's talking about the clerk or the treasurer, because there's been some choices that we've made in our city that I've questioned.
Yeah.
We do it to elect city council members, don't we? If we can shouldn't do that, don't you think we can do it for the clerk, too? It would, the measure would also let the city tighten some of the officers' requirements. As it stands today, the city clerk and treasurer need to be at least 18, a resident and registered voter in the city for 4 years. That's it.
Wait, you have to be a registered voter for 4 years?
Yeah.
So then you can't do it at 18?
No, but you can do it at 22 and not change a thing about you.
Mm.
And run, and we say, well, you know, Liam's a great guy. Let's get behind Liam.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't trust anyone my age.
Well, I trust you.
I'm me, though.
I know. They would no longer need to live in the city. Why? And it would establish minimum professional qualifications to be able to do the hiring, managing, and firing. This changeover from elected to appointed positions was adopted by more than 76% of California cities for city clerk and 65% of the cities for treasurers. Okay, here's just what I think. The argument that they don't, you know, we don't know what we're getting, you could use that for any elected official. However, in today's more and more convoluted world, there's, you know, not having some kind of background or somebody that can, you know, that is computer literate. I mean, it could be anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand what they're saying. I just kind of like the argument to me is specious. You know, we don't know what you're getting. That's true. But you got to kind of trust the voters too when you're looking at them and see who is this person? What kind of background do they have and all that? But nobody ever runs against the treasurer or the city clerk anyway. It's like judges. If you're a judge and it's an elected position, it's for life around here.
Yeah.
Nobody ever runs against them. All right. Okay, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Let's talk school boards a little bit. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by B&T Satellite, Redding's Dish premier local retailer, providing our area with the best value, service, and technology in TV for over 30 years. Yeah, I'm talking about Doug Tooley. It's a veteran-owned business, and I tell you what, Doug, I have Dish, and you just have to call Doug and say, hey, I got this, you know, I can't get this thing to work, and he explains it to me over the phone, or he sends one of his guys out, and they fix it. If you call the 800 number, you're not going to get that. No. Stay local. Call 530-241-3474 to see why Dish and the types of deals that Doug Tooley has that you're not going to get anywhere else. That's B&T Satellite. Veteran-owned business right here in Redding. 530-241-3474. We'll be right back.
I put a spell on you.
The Society of Animal Artists' 62nd Annual Art and the Animal Exhibition is now at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring art in various media from artists around the world. Art and the Animal at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again, your candidate for District 5 Supervisor. On the campaign trail, a lot of the complaints I hear seem to surround some of our county code enforcement and health department. I believe we have some great people working for our county enforcing our codes and rules, but I would like to see some of those departments to redirect their focus a bit. When we have transient camps full of filth, waste, and drug paraphernalia, I would encourage our health department to concentrate on those areas rather than the small business owners or volunteers who are already doing their best to comply with our codes and ordinances. When there are large-scale marijuana grows being conducted in our county by non-county residents and even some out-of-country growers, we need code enforcement to concentrate on the pesticides and fertilizers that are contaminating our environment rather than the unpermitted carport or the above-ground pool that isn't up to code. Shasta County is a great place to live, raise a family, and retire to, but we do have some problems. I would like to use some of our great people and county assets to help solve those problems and lessen the burden on our law-abiding citizens. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I would be honored to earn your vote. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Hi, this is Erin Resner, candidate for Shasta County Supervisor, District 1. I've been blessed to call Shasta County home for most of my life. My husband and I built a business, served the community, and raised a family, all right here in Shasta County. Like many counties, we have our share of complex problems, and those complex problems require real, long-term solutions. Whether addressing homelessness, mental health, or public safety, I can promise I will listen to you, work with you, and fight for you and our community. Vote for me on November 8th.
Paid for by Erin Resner for Supervisor 2022.
I'm
Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
I'm Max Steiner, and I approve this ad paid for by Max Steiner for Congress.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
I'm Baron Brown, running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 5. Join me in making public safety our number one priority. I'm committed to working with the Shasta County Sheriff on the following issues. Creating a recruitment and retention initiative to add sheriff deputies in rural areas and correctional officers to the jail. And a new state-of-the-art jail with mental health and drug treatment program. I'm committed to enhancing the quality of life for all of Shasta County citizens so we can enjoy the beautiful place we call home.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for district supervisor.
Shasta Regional Medical Center presents Magnificent Me at Turtle Bay Museum, now through January 29th. This highly interactive museum exhibition explores the science of the human body, great for all ages. Magnificent Me at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Bet you didn't know I could moonwalk, huh? Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Hey, this is the last day of October. It's Halloween. It's going to be a beautiful day today. We've reached that point in our in nature where things are cooling off a lot. And it was 44. It was 44 down at the stable Saturday.
Oh wow!
And I was, you know, and so I've got a flannel shirt on. I've got a vest on. The horse is starting to put on the coat. One of my friends was out there, and she was dressed. She had like four layers on.
Wow.
But within the 2.5 hours I was out there, it went up to 70. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you're stripping off, Beth. I mean, it's just, but that's the kind of weather we're getting. It's beautiful weather out there, everybody. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Yeah, that's right. The place to get your haircut. The only place I get my haircut. Never had a bad haircut in 15 years. Never. Linda comes home from her stylist sometimes. She goes, "What do you think?" And I went, "It'll grow out." Don't ever say that to your girlfriend or your wife. Just say, "It looks great, honey." Gosh, she says, "Well, it's a little short, but it'll grow out." She can say it.
Mm-hmm. You can't.
I can't say it. No. Anyway, they work by appointments only. Give them a call at 530-244-9478. It's man's last stronghold. Yeah. Golf on, hockey, game shows. Old game shows. Kind of like those old game shows. You know. So, no Dr. Phil. All right, let's talk about local races. School board elections. School board offices. You know what we talked about, how the clerk and the treasurer, nobody ever runs against them. The city clerk, city treasurer, county they do.
Well, school boards, the same people are elected, nobody runs. Sometimes they have to appoint people because there's shortages on the boards. But this time around, my friends, 24 open seats and 44 candidates are going for it. And that includes one write-in candidate. All this is, you know, for Shasta County. Cascade Union Elementary School District has six contenders running for three seats. In the Shasta County Board of Education race, five people are running for two seats. And more attention on school board races in the wake of statewide post-pandemic drops in student test scores and math, a grim teacher shortage, and lingering bitterness over school closures and masking. Our California is the 12th lowest, I'm sorry, the second highest in the amount of money we spend on students, but the 12th from the bottom when it comes to what we get for that money. Math scores, reading scores, English scores, everything tanked. And part of it, of course, is the COVID disaster that we have foisted on this nation.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's happening here? What's happening to our schools? Now, Wyoming, believe it or not, in Utah, are some of the lowest amount of money per student in the United States, yet they're number three and four on literacy in the United States. So mm-hmm. What are they doing different? If you really wanted to help find out, if you really wanted to find out how you could fix this system, maybe Gavin would send a contingent, a bipartisan contingent to those states and find out, what are you guys doing right?
Mm-hmm.
And sit down and talk to them and say, what are you doing to keep your scores up so high and yet not spend half of what we spend? I would worry about that. So
yeah.
Now the school boards. Now, as Judy Flores pointed out many times on the show, she has nothing to say about who the superintendents are going to be and the curriculums they're teaching and all this. Now, I don't know if that's entirely true because it seems like, you know, the state says this will be taught and then you can go down and it kind of is up to the school boards how they want to do it, though.
Yeah.
And then there's books. I mean, when I was getting my certificate so I could teach again in Shasta County, yeah, I had a teacher's degree, and I thought when I came back from Iraq that I might want to teach.
Yeah.
And I was I was teaching a special ed class out at Oasis. I don't know if you remember Oasis School. That's a step up from juvie.
Okay.
A step up from juvie, a step down then from like Pioneer, where
yeah.
they're still on the campuses. But this was a hardcore group there.
Yeah.
And this was a special education class out there at Oasis.
Mm-hmm.
We had the exact same books that they were supposed to use, the exact same books they were supposed to, you know, they were supposed to use as you did in the advanced courses at
yeah.
Shasta, you know, Enterprise. These kids couldn't read that.
Yeah.
But every one of those books, I mean, there must have been thousands of dollars sitting in there. They weren't ever going to read those
mm-hmm.
books. So anyway, So are we using our tax dollars to the fullest extent? Well, this is a good chance to make an impact. If you, again, though, you need to take a look at the people running and what they want to
yeah.
accomplish there. Do we want to keep it status quo? Then you elect the same people.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to make some changes, maybe for the better, then you maybe take a look at the new people and see what they want to do. So it's just that California education, in my opinion, we're not getting anywhere near what we should get for all the money we're spending. And teachers are tired.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers are burnt out. You know, we take teachers who want to educate kids, and they end up being social workers in many cases.
Yeah.
They end up trying to, I mean, well, you just got out of high school.
Yeah.
What was your biggest complaint?
Well, I think for me, so I have ADHD, so honestly, the school system was really hard for me. But
ADHD is...
attention deficit.
Oh, disorder.
Right.
Right.
Honestly, in my opinion, the school system's broken. Test scores don't correlate to anything, like, really... like, yeah, you can get to a good college, but you're not learning, like, actual, like, real-world skills. I think the American education system's a joke, me personally.
Well, you know, so. You take a look at the look at what China's turning out, all these STEM kids.
Yeah.
But then you take a look at how they teach these kids.
Well, yeah, no,
they can't talk.
Yeah.
They don't talk during lunch.
Yeah.
They're punished physically for things if they're not doing it right. Do we want to have that? No, we don't want to have that. But on the other hand, how about kind of maybe a balance here where kids, when a high school graduate, besides knowing math in English and being able to read at an appropriate level, which it should be a senior in high school, but of course isn't, they also know how to balance the checkbook and not to get into debt.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, we're too busy trying to change their little gender models in their heads.
When I was in high school, I actually was able to see, between freshman and senior year, like a lot of school is just like regurgitation of information, and so because test scores are so important and people have such just high like that's our gauge, that's how we gauge if a school's doing good. Teachers teach in a way where instead of you actually learning curriculum, it's all about just regurgitating information so that you can have good test scores. But by the end of my time in high school, there was a lot more focus on like critical thinking, and like knowing how to communicate, how to write,
good.
Right, which was awesome. I
think
that
that's
was
a great. No, critical thinking
is
then
so
you
important.
Go back to the math where they went to that new math where nobody can figure it out, but it's supposed to teach critical thinking. Mm-hmm. How do you get there?
Yeah,
and being able to write. People don't realize how important it is to be able to write a cohesive paragraph with right punctuation, with being able to put out your ideas and then explain about it. I mean, I was getting second lieutenants in the Marine Corps, and we'd make them write an autobiography.
Yeah.
And I'd read this and I'd think, how did you graduate from college? How did you graduate? How do you spell Marine Corps wrong?
Yeah.
I mean, how do you spell Marine Corps wrong? Really? I took that piece of paper and I shared it with the rest of the staff platoon commanders and the commander. How did you get in?
Yeah.
And we all just kind of like, okay, yeah, well, let's see what happens. And, but there are certain things that people don't want to hear that say, you know, when a kid graduates from college, he should be able to balance a checkbook. He should be able to write a cohesive paragraph. He should have logical thinking that he just doesn't get, because when he goes to college, he's going to be, or she, they're going to be inundated with, how do you think for yourself? Because you're going to be inundated and try to reprogram you into a certain mode.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be able to have enough of a background in it that you can listen to what people are saying and think critically, is this true?
Yep.
Or do I just regurgitate what this professor says?
Mm-hmm.
No, you're absolutely right, son. Okay, we got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster. No, I already said crack. I meant, what I really meant was Estate Granite. Mike at Estate Granite has been doing this for, he's getting old, doing this for a couple of decades. I tell you what, he is truly an artist when it comes to putting granite marble slate into your house and making it look great. Sit down with him. Tell him your vision and watch what he can do. He can make it come to life. That's right. He works by appointments only because he is pretty busy. So give him a call at 530-241-STONE or check out EstateGranite.com. It's a veteran-owned business, and, yeah, he's one of the good guys. When we come back, let's talk about three things real quickly. And Powerball, what happened in South Korea, and Biden telling what he told Arizona to do, which is just typical of this administration. We'll be right back.
They're creepy and they're kooky. a new voice for Anderson City Council. Amarjeet Singh will listen to you at town hall meetings. He supports Anderson Police Department and the Anderson Teen Center. Amarjeet Singh, Anderson City Council. This ad paid for by Singh for Anderson City Council.
Hello, Shasta County. Chris Kellstrom here once again. I'm running for District 5 Supervisor, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. I'm not a career politician, nor do I plan on ever becoming one. I am a common-sense Shasta County native who has over 40 years of customer service experience and a background in business management. I know how to get things done and treat people fairly. I will admit I lack political experience, but I consider that a good thing in this day and age of career politicians. The current man in the White House has decades of political experience, as do many of our so-called leaders in this state. Personally, I prefer common sense over political experience, and that's what I bring to the table. We have enough career politicians in this world, and I think serving in county politics should be one's civic duty, not a career path or stepping stone to higher political office. I will push for term limits for the Board of Supervisors, and I'll refuse the retirement package on day one to prove my intentions. I believe we will get more done if a supervisor has only one or two terms in office instead of 20 years of empty promises. A vote for Chris Kellstrom is a vote for term limits. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
My name is Brenda Lunty. My husband and I have owned San Francisco Deli for 30 years and been a resident of Shasta County for 40 years. I first met Kevin as a customer in our deli. When he decided to run for supervisor of District 1, where I live, I was happy to offer my support. At a recent reception, a woman mentioned she had difficulty contacting local officials, trying to get answers. No one would return her calls. Kevin immediately offered her and everyone else his phone number. He was willing to talk to groups, small or large, one-on-one, to anyone who had questions about who Kevin Cry was or anything else they might have concerns about. I believe he is someone who will be accessible to those who put him in office, not just the elite. Every Shasta County voter deserves to have access to our officials to get answers to their questions and concerns. I'm confident Kevin is that guy. I am endorsing Kevin Cry for District 1. Thank you, Brenda Lunty.
This ad paid for by the committee to elect Kevin Cry, Supervisor, District 1.
My name is John Rieger, and I am voting to re-elect Michael Tequisto to Reading City Council. It's not often that a public servant seeks to put the interest of the citizens of Reading ahead of themselves. As a retired law enforcement officer and veteran, I can tell you that Michael does just that. He has common sense solutions to the many problems that are facing our community. Please join my friends and family in supporting Michael Tequisto in his re-election for Reading City Council.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect Michael Tequisto to Reading City Council 2022.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51. Jefferson State of Mind.
A new voice for Anderson City Council. Amarjeet Singh will listen to you at town hall meetings. He supports Anderson Police Department and the Anderson Teen Center. Amarjeet Singh, Anderson City Council. This ad paid for by Singh for Anderson City Council.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have Costco. Yeah, I think Vice President Costco is going to join us at 8 o'clock talking about the new Costco. So that should be, I'm waving at all the guys from the Empire Recovery Center walking by. Went to a great dinner, a fundraiser for them, and they
What a nice affair that was. And a lot of people there. And, you know, I didn't realize all the things that the Empire Recovery Center does. But, hey, let's go to this. Powerball, up to $1 billion. Did you buy a ticket?
Not yet.
We've already planned it, right?
I'm getting one tonight.
All of the people here.
Maybe this
are
will be a Halloween.
If I win, they're going to score. You're going to score, son. I'm just telling you right now. If I win, you're scoring. We talked about Measure 8. South Korea. South Korea had 153 people die in a surge of a crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the event that had many of them
there? There was a celebrity. It was like a block party, and there was a celebrity. Americans died.
Oh, my gosh. Yep. And they surged, and they ended up going down a narrow alley,
mm-hmm.
and it just where people were crushed in there. 153. That's not even counting how many people were injured.
I mean,
it had to be into the, I don't know, hundreds, mm-hmm. if not thousands. Wow. Okay. President Biden tells Arizona to remove the wall. It appears that they had a big gap in the wall, so the governor of Arizona said, you know what? If you're not going to block it, I am. And they put containers, these 60-foot containers, two containers high with barbed wire on them to try and stem the tide of illegals coming across the border. Illegal migration across the border. And the Biden administration says, oh, no, you have to take that down. Why? Oh, you know, we're reclaiming the land there and we need to. No. Do your job. Joe, do your job. The federal government should do a couple things. Keep a military that's strong enough to fight two wars at the same time, which you haven't, and keep our borders secure and safe, which you haven't. You know, has anybody mentioned fentanyl? What's going on? You know, it's being made in the by the Chinese and the billions of pills. They're making, when they're stopping people, it's not with 20 pills. It's with 1,000.
Yeah.
It's with, it's with 70,000. It's with 200,000 pills. That's what they're that's just the ones they're catching. So I don't understand why Mr. Biden and the czar of the border, Vice President Kamala, who's only been to the border once that we know of, and it wasn't even the border, it was like San Antonio, what they're doing. So, okay. Kathy Darlin Allen says she will not brook any interference in the election next week, November 8th. Instead of answering the same question 1,000 times, she'll answer it once and say, question asked, question answered. But she's, but what are the rules? If she says this, which she has in writing, are the rules going to be posted, what you can do and what you can't do? You can ask this question once, but you can't ask it twice. Are there rules so you know if you're breaking the rules? That's all I want. Mm-hmm. These are the rules.
Well, you just can't get – you can't be a cause to prevent someone from being able to vote or make it somewhat difficult, right?
So I understand. No, you cannot interfere with the election process.
I mean, so if you're doing something and – I mean, I feel like as an adult, we should all just have enough common sense to know that, like, maybe this is going to make it hard for someone, like, this action. I'm not saying there's nothing against with being, like...
They have election observers.
Yeah.
They're welcomed. But here's the thing is you can't interfere with the election process. On the other hand, you can't make a decision on a whim that I'm not going to do this unless you post the reasons.
Yeah.
You know, and the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the rules and, this. And there's no reason at all for people to intimidate other people during that counting process.
Exactly.
So, okay. And the biggest story, of course, is this. Tom Brady and Giselle. Is that her name, Giselle?
I don't know.
Are getting a divorce.
Oh.
The GOAT. He's had a bad year this year. And it's been, he retired last year. Then he said, now I'm going to play again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, ever since then, Mrs. Brady, Giselle, who is a world-famous model, they got three kids, beautiful kids, naturally, has been unhappy about this. And there's been rumors. And so now they have filed for divorce, and he says it's amicable. Well, of course it is. I mean, she's going to walk away with several million.
Mm-hmm.
And but here's the thing is they got three kids, and you wonder, why did he come back? He's not having a good year this year. However, how much of that is from is your mind on the game if you've got all this other stuff?
Well, it's probably background. I mean, it's probably like for him, like there's probably like a certain level of like the sport that's like therapeutic. Like he's probably never really been without it, you know, so it's there's probably some kind of comfort in it.
No, there,
you know
no,
what I mean?
Your identity.
Yeah, exactly.
Your identity is a lot of times is with your job.
Mm-hmm.
That's with everybody.
Yeah.
And this is why people that when they retire, many of them within a couple of years die. Because this job is giving them, you know, this is what I do, this is who I am, and all this. And they don't have an outside presence on it. And with that, is if that's the case. Okay. And the last thought for you is a U.S. Force personnel, the guy in charge of a planned burn that got loose and burnt 40 acres and destroyed fences in a carouse in Oregon, was arrested by the sheriff. You were in charge of this? You didn't do it the correct way? I'm arresting you. And they didn't keep him, but they arrested him for not doing the taking care of that prescribed burn. Hey, everybody, have a great day. Be careful tonight.